and he had all that bad troubles at the crease, it should have been dropped. They made him carry on. And when they eventually dropped him, which was correct, and now they brought him back in the team and he hasn't performed. And there are many players who could play in that position. Butler, for one, he could play as a batsman or either as a wicketkeeper batsman and just play Burstow as a batsman without the gloves and glove work behind the stump. So you got those options there. Or you could move Ben Duckett down in the middle order and try Haseeb as an opener. But England have got a lot of thinking to do, and they need to work out a technique how they're going to play the spinners, because I'm damn sure that the Indians will probably make this very, very similar wickets to what Bangladesh did, and it'll be a trial by spin for England. The amount of cricket they play around the world, I was quite shocked, like I said, of the schoolboy batting by England in the second innings, being 100 for none. Just play sensibly. You're already doing really well. You've got a good chance of making it 2-0 and winning the series. And to lose 10 wickets for 64 runs is inexcusable. Yes, there was good bowling involved and pressure as well, but that doesn't diminish Bangladesh's win, but England were their own downfall. So those are my views. And if you agree or disagree with my views, then give me a call on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200 when the phone lines reopen at 11:30. So that was Bangladesh against England. And I'm going to move on to who else but my favourite team, the one and only Pakistan. And once I've told you what's happened in this test match so far, then you know what to expect next. So in this test match, which is taking place in Sharjah in UAE, is the third test of the series, third and final test. And Pakistan won the previous two test matches, not convincingly enough, but they did win the two test matches and the series as expected. So in this match, it's stumps at day four, so one day to go. Pakistan batted first and they made 281, which I think was a very, very poor score on a pitch such as Sharjah, considering how many years Pakistan have been playing at Sharjah and the UAE. So the top scorer, so in this innings, we had Sami Yasir making 74, and then we had Yunus Khan 51, Misbah 53, and Sarfaraz Ahmed 51. So you can see from those four innings, that they got a very, very good start, but at least one, if not two, should have converted that to a century, which would have meant that Pakistan, instead of making 281, they should have been a lot closer to 400, because the amount of batting Pakistan have, and yes, some of them are still inexperienced and some still finding their feet, they should have made 400 as a minimum. And the most disappointing thing was not just those four innings, but also Azhar Ali getting out for another duck and Asad Shafiq getting out a duck. So Azhar Ali, Asad Shafiq, I saw them first time live when Pakistan last played here. I mean, obviously I saw them play in the August of this year when they played the fourth test against England. But I'm saying prior to that, I saw them in 2010 when Pakistan played England and Pakistan played Australia here in the UK. So I went to the Pakistan-Australia test match at 2010 first day, and even at that time I knew that Azhar Ali and Asad Shafiq would do well for Pakistan, but they've never really kicked on. But what I've noticed in this series is they're playing really, really bad shots against very, very average bowlers and then getting exposed on these slow wickets where your wicket should be very, very difficult for bowlers to get you out, and they're making it very easy. And for Azhar Ali to get another duck in this series is quite shameful, and also Asad Shafiq, your number three, getting out for a duck as well. So a very, very poor batting by both of them. And Mohammad Awaz is struggling as well in Test cricket. He's not being utilised as a bowler, which is a great shame, because I think he's got good technique and he just needs more exposure, but his batting's not working for Pakistan. He only made six as well. So if you take those four innings, which I mentioned, yes, they've got a fantastic start, but then the likes of Azhar Ali, Asad Shafiq, and Mohammad Nawaz. I'm not sure what's happened to these guys, but they need to get their act together. And the pick of the bowlers for West Indies was Bishu, taking 4 for 77 in 21 overs with 3 maidens. In reply, West Indies were all out for 337, with Brathwaite carrying through the entire innings, making a brilliant 142 not out. And he showed Pakistan what Pakistan should have shown West Indies on how to bat at the Sharjah wicket with composure, with patience, and with the right technique. So well done to him, despite the brilliant bowling attack that Pakistan have on these wickets. To make 142 against Pakistan bowlers was a fantastic achievement, and to carry his bat all the way through the innings was brilliant by him. So he made 142 runs off 318 balls and 11 fours. So well done to him. And the next, and for Pakistan, pick of the bowlers was Wahab Riaz, who took 5 for 88. So with Wahab Riaz, obviously I have my views, which I've mentioned for several years. And he blows hot and cold. So when he's in the mood, yes, he'll perform well for Pakistan. And when he's not in the mood, then all the wheels come off. But give him credit, despite Brathwaite's innings, he did bowl really well. And he took 5 for 88. So mashallah, well done to him. And in Pakistan's second innings, although I was moaning and I was fuming about Pakistan's performance in the first innings, second innings was even worse. Not only did Pakistan make 281 in the first innings, it wasn't the manner of the score, the low score, but it's the manner of the batting. So in the second innings, Pakistan were all out for just 208. So Pakistan did not learn the lessons of the first innings. So Azhar Ali top scored for Pakistan with 91. So well done to him. So he redeemed himself a bit, in my eyes. But when you get to 91 and not make 100, that's unforgivable. So not only did he make a duck, but he missed out on a century. And then Asad Shafiq got out for a duck, which means he got a pair. And so that was probably a big blow to his career as well. Because in this series, he's moved up from number 6 to number 3. And in this test match, to get a pair at Sharjah is quite shocking cricket. And he needs to revisit his technique. And maybe Pakistan need to find a new number 3 and move him down the order. Because he's still a very good talent for Pakistan. But if you're at number 3 and you can't adapt yourself and you get out playing two silly shots, that's very, very detrimental to your own career. So he got out for a duck, so he got a pair, and that's not a very good record to have, getting out for two zeros. And Yunus Khan got a duck as well, and that was a poor shot as well. And then Misbah Al-Haq got out for four. So between them three, four and five, they should have obviously improved on what they did in the first innings, and unfortunately they did even worse than the first innings. And that put Pakistan on the back foot. Sarfraz Ahmed did well, although it was a very, very slow 42, but he did make 42, which is quite an important innings in there as well. Also, 42, and then he made 42, and Mohammad Nawaz played poorly again. He only made 19, which meant, as I mentioned, Pakistan only made 208 all out, which meant that Holder, the West Indies captain, got his maiden 5-wicket haul for 5 for 30. So excellent bowling by him. But like I said, he was gifted by the poor performance by Pakistan's batsmen. So which means that West Indies needed 153 in to win the test match and to finish the series 2-1 to Pakistan. And Brathwaite is playing really well again. He's 44 not out. And West Indies have lost 5 wickets. So excellent bowling by Yasser Shah, 3 for 30. And Wahab Riaz has turned up in the second innings as well, 2 for 30. So which means that West Indies need